Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my partner with me, Netho Man. Yo, yo, Netho Man, co-host of the greatest show in the world, Smith Express. Let's get into it. Scrap. Yo, today's a dope day. Been having a lot of interviews, going crazy. But today's definitely a special one. You know what I'm saying? Right now, definitely a special interview that's gonna happen. My big partner, King, was cracking. What's cracking, my G? Hey, I see you on a music tip. You know what I'm talking about? Singing to the ladies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little forward, man. I just dropped a project in October 2nd, thing so far. Out everywhere, on all platforms.
Hey, go get that project. You feel me? That shit dope. Hot shit.
Oh, yeah. Dropped another track too with my boy Dada. It's called Let Me Be. You know what I'm saying? That shit rocking too, like a little mix between, you know, R&B and, you know, rock rap. You know what I'm saying? That shit dope. Make sure y'all check that out too.
Oh, yeah, most of so, like, you know what I'm saying? You being an R&B singer, you know what I'm saying? What's some of your motivation?
My motivation for music, as far as, like, you know, I had a lot of inspiration. Like, I grew up, my parents did to a lot of old school music. So, I grew up on the Prince, the Pat LaBelle, the Gerald LaBert, and, you know, just all the little groups like that. But I just really grew up singing a lot. I don't know.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's always dope to be influenced by the greats. Because, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people sleep on Luther Vandross. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. I mean, he get his props. But, like, Luther definitely was one of the dopest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's one of the men. You know, people got to, you know, the generation. She's changed my couple here, dude.
Man, hey, Luther, did you put Luther on, dude? Hey, or, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you think any Luther song be a bitch going, no matter if she's handicapped or not. Shout out to Luther, big Luther.
Yeah, shout out to Luther. I was happy. I was
cussing,
making sure, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we good to cuss on here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a goddamn 50
cuss show. We got that cuss on this
motherfucker.
Yeah, you feel me? That's what I was asking. But no, yeah, Luther, you feel me?
You feel free? Hey, talk your shit, my G. Real shit. You feel me? People sleep on the pot.
That's a little tune we talking about here.
Jaheim.
Silk. You talking about these groups. 112. Jagged Edge.
Life Jennings. Niggas.
What about Sons of Funk from No Limit?
A lot of people don't even. Oh, fuck.
Hey, he's like, who?
Shit, goddamn, the dude that sang So Icy.
Shit.
No. When's his mixtape drop?
He's not. Nah, hey, the big up to his son. Shout out to his Sons of Funk, G.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 look, so you know what I'm talking about? Like, I see you everywhere with it when you be performing and shit. You know what I'm saying? How's that Atlanta crowd?
Atlanta crowd is dope, man. They dope. The energy be there, you feel me? Like, they interact, they get into it with me. So, I always try to put on a show whenever I perform. So, get the interaction with it.
That's what's up, man. Hey, it's been so many greats, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you growing up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who was the one main artist that made you say, hey, I can sing too?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Honestly, I don't think it was like a specific artist. It was just
trying to get the panties off. That's what it was.
I really don't know. To be honest, like, see the story of me realizing it was okay for me to live this. But I remember hearing the artist that made me know I wanted to make music of that nature. So I guess you're afraid of that, but.
That was a good question, though, because I think all of us have been, we got that one song.
And
I'm going to
answer it, too, because I
got to
go back. I'm
going to
think.
I think we all got that one song that makes us think we can sing.
I swear to God.
Oh, you know what? Actually,
you know what?
It was Tevin Campbell.
Big up Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell.
That's it. At my age, that I was like really listening to at that time.
Hey, what? But what's my? Hey, I fucked with Maxwell and Brian McKnight hard, bro.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Maxwell with that falsetto. Ron Isley too.
Yeah, Ron. Yeah.
I swear to God. Hey, look. Hey, let me ask y'all this question from the bottom of your heart. Who y'all think better, the Temptations or the Isley Brothers? I'm gonna say the Temptations because they had a little bit of everything. Nah, like you know what I'm saying? I think the Isley Brothers, but the Tim, I don't know. Like it's a Temptations movie that made you love the Temptations. The same with Ike and Tina Turner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if people didn't know Tina Turner's story, niggas wouldn't be fucking with Tina Turner. And that's fact. Niggas wouldn't be giving a damn about Ike Turner.
It kept around for another 20
years. Yeah, you feel me? On some sympathy shit, like, oh, she got an ass.
The movies, huh? Shout out to the movies.
You feel me? But nah, hey, but the Temptation movie, dope, though. That's one of the best biography films.
That's one of my favorite movies ever, period.
Yeah. I mean, but let's get back to your, you know what I'm saying, your career, you know what I'm saying, you doing big things. My G, when I first heard you blow, G, I'm like, G, this nigga got it, bro, real shit.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've
been playing since I was like second grade.
So what, you like, but that's what I'm saying, though, like, so, like, what? And then Tevin Campbell was the one that influenced you to sing or made you want to sing?
I just remember specifically when y'all had a big that song. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Can we talk? I was a high five to Kissing
Game. Damn, that's a classic, G. I forgot all about that shit.
Yeah, like, those vibes at that time was going on the radio.
Hey, that Kissing Game, that's my shit, G.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but look, hey, but you know what I'm saying? Even from then to now, bro, R&B changed drastically, bro.
Big time.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even got the same message or meaning.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it do me in his own way. I try not to let myself get so caught up in that because I still remember at a time when we was coming up, like, I was good. It was in the same thing. No, he don't have no meaning. He don't have this. He don't have that. So now we at a jump shot, you know, so you don't want to get too out of the way with that, you feel me? So I'm trying to get proper everywhere. Like, as far as, if there's some dope singers out there doing anything in their own way, you got to adapt to it in a different way.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, I fuck with Miguel.
Thanks.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Fucking, damn, Miguel dope, you know who what's buddy name with that orange city?
Master P?
Nah, he's the fucker. Yeah, Frank Ocean. He alright.
Yeah, Frank Ocean though.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, on some new age. Like, hey, I swear to God, bro, I had so much hope for Mario. I thought Mario was gonna be forever.
He should have been. I don't know what happened with that, but. Man,
Neo too. Hey, Neo was dope.
Yeah.
Hey, his pen game nasty.
Yes, I think he played the background for a minute. He just got out of the actual.
He got that bread. He got them checks.
Yeah. Oh, right. Fucking Lil, hey, I had a lot of hope in Lil Sammy too, G. I thought Lil Sammy was
going to be. He actually had some good music come out after the fact. Like, he had a song called Slow.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Lloyd was alright.
Yeah, Lloyd, I wouldn't mind working with Lloyd.
That's it. So, oh, yeah, right. Hey, so you know, like, what's some of your dream collaborations?
Like, Lloyd, I wouldn't mind working with Lloyd. I want to do a duet song with like a legend, a female,
Hey, Jamila, though.
Maybe between Patti LaBelle or Alicia Keys.
Nice. I love Alicia. Hey, at least it's so cute.
It would be dope to get both of them on the phone. Like, that would be like a dream come to get both of them on the phone.
That's what's up, because, hey, like, people don't know how brutal Alicia Keys was, and she got so many hits.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think her and Ashanti was Beyonce's only competition.
At one point,
yeah.
You see what happened with that.
Dude, on me, Keisha Cole was dope.
Bottom line, they still dope, though. You know, and they all do their thing and they all right, but, you know. Then again, you know, I don't know they go. They might achieve everything they want to achieve, so.
Yeah.
That's up to them.
Hey, you know who could blow that I've been sleep on that a lot of people probably else to sleep on? Christina Aguilera.
Nah, I knew she could sing. Yeah, she could blow.
I listen to everything,
bro.
I like Kiki Wiley. Oh, yeah, Kiki Wiley was dope.
Yeah, she could blow.
Yeah.
She could blow the dick.
I'm fucking
Cancel Smith.
She go call her lawyer and say,
I swear to God. Shout out Kiki, though. Hey, hey, real shit. Man, bro. Hey, it was a lot. Hey, is there any dream collaboration with rappers you like to work with?
Rappers. Yeah, actually, shit. I want to work with Roddy. I want to say Drake. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the ones I want to work with Roddy.
That's what's up. Cause hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing your voice, hearing your voice and stuff, I could see you with like a Nas or somebody poetic, somebody saying some shit.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying? That's definitely one of them.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, you know what I'm saying? When the R&B singer is soulful, G, you gotta have a soulful rapper. You feel me? Somebody with meaning. I can't see you with no shoot 'em up, bang bang type of nigga. You feel me?
Right. Somebody. I mean, shit, you know, I got those tracks that's going, you know, I'm showing my diverse side from a lot of shit with him either. Cause, you know, I can get on anything. Just give me the track. That's how I look at it. But.
Hey, we definitely gonna work though, G. Real shit.
Oh, yeah, big fat. Just let me know what's good. Get it out.
On me, dude, we definitely gonna get it in, bro. Because, nigga, I swear to God, dude, I'm gonna let my partner hear your music.
Definitely.
You feel me?
You gotta check it out. Everybody listening, they gotta go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Steven's still fine. I don't know.
Tell them where you can find it.
King Gex. Make sure y'all search like this, you know what I'm saying? It's simple, but it's complicated. Just do it. It's simple, you know what I'm saying? It's King Gex, KING.S. You know what I'm saying? Then the album, Steven Stuff Fly, the proper was on all platforms. And if you follow me on social media, I got the link posted everywhere. I'm going to share right after we wrap this up, as a matter of fact. But you can follow me on Instagram at _King. That's _KINGZ.
Hey.
Facebook, KING.S. Say YouTube, Music Soul, AG, King S.
On me. You know, Steven versus Stephon, right?
Yes, sir.
Steven versus Stephon?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a dope, how you call it, concept.
Well, it's it.
Sure,
like, well, what's the meaning? Well, what's the meaning behind it?
See, the meaning behind that is because my name is Stephon, but when I was born, a lady, she fucked up my birth certificate and she couldn't eat for a long time. I was going by Stephon, but everything was spelled with D.
That's crazy. Well, hey, everything happened right. For a reason.
I thought it was like Steven and Steph calling off on Family Matters.
So like after a while, so I started noticing certain people would call me certain names. Some people call me Steven, some people call me Stephon. So I just created like a difference between the two with this music and all.
That's what's up. But even with your music name, King, like how'd you come about with that?
King Gas, honestly, yeah. It was just like a it was more so something just of a title, man. You feel me? It wasn't really nothing serious at first. I just went by it. But as I went on dealing with stuff, I also have like a shirt line, a clothing line, a vocal ambition. But decided to stick with King there just to tell people, like, every man should feel like he a king. You feel me? And it ain't his own right. It ain't just for me to be like, yeah, I'm that bad, I'm that nigga. You know I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right, don't nobody want to be no car pusher or claim to be no car pusher or no.
Right. Car pusher J, shit.
Hey,
if you're
going to be a car pusher, you ain't the kid while you pushing that motherfucking car. Damn,
me. Hey, those suckers was real pushing cars back in the day.
It was a
level. Like the king of carts and shit.
I swear to God, dude, that shit was crazy, dude. And that heat in the summertime, that shit was brutal pushing carts.
Yeah.
Man, shit. So I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? You from the Florida era? So like, how's the music scene out there now?
Right now, Florida, you know what I'm saying? We're doing our thing. In my city, there's a lot of talent down here. You know, there's a lot of talent in Tuscaloosa. As far as like the actual music scene in Florida, to be honest, when I went into when I ran by it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm fucking with it, you feel me? But I can't name that a specific. I've really been to a ton of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really been listening to no radio too much of nothing, so.
But, hey, you know who on the R&B tip? You know who I think probably the king of Florida on the R&B tip? Pleasure P.
Yeah.
He had his following for a while. Yeah, T-Pain dope too, though, low key.
Oh, yeah, T-Pain. T-Pain
done a lot of
dope shit.
On me and a nigga young.
Thanks.
You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, if you take away his auto-tune, Buddy nice. Like, he's vocally talented, for real, for real.
Right. He made music for the sound sometimes, which is dope, too. You know, sometimes you make it for the feeling, you know? Get people vibes, so.
That's right.
Buddy can really sing without all that.
Yeah, but man, that shit crazy. Hey, G, it's definitely an honor to have you on my show, G. Real shit.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. Hey, I'm glad to be on here, man. Dope talking to y'all boys, man.
Good looking.
Dope shit.
So, man, hey, so even, so what? After this project right here, the Steven vs. Stephon, well, like, you working on another album, or are you going to do a follow-up?
Like, yeah, I got an EP. Like I said earlier, I'm going to drop an EP. At like the first of the year. I ain't decided, it's probably like around February, you feel me? I ain't quite gave with the title, but I'm pondering on one, so yeah, I'll be dropping all that, so I just really finna pump out these visuals, man. And keep these shows going, introduce people to this album a little more. But I'm definitely working on the music, a lot of features and all that too, so.
Hey, that's what's up, G. Hey, we definitely gonna slide down on there, cause the young time I need to do some of them shows too, G.
Yeah,
real shit, like on some real shit, G. Hey, no cap, and I'm talking about like before the end of this year type shit, G.
Let me know what's up. Let's see what we got going on.
Hell yeah, real, I think that'll be dope. You feel me?
Yeah.
Big fat.
Hey, Richard, as soon as we get off, dude, I'm going to definitely text you information. We're going to set that shit up ASAP, dude. All
right, that's
a fair. That's it, dude. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you on too long, no, dude. It's an honor, bro. Steven versus Stephon is out now.
Yeah, get that.
Hey, definitely go get that. Shout out iHeartRadio. Shout out to TuneIn Radio. Shout out to Spotify.
Spotify, we love you.
Podcast, you know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. Like, real shit, you know what I'm saying? Big up to Pandora, you know what I'm saying?
Smith Express!
Real shit.
Oh, yeah. Big up to Pandora. Big up to Smith Express. Appreciate y'all. We have your boy over here again. It's King Gish. Hey, we got this time, man.
Alright, boy.
Alright.
Yo, there you have it, big partner King Gish. You know what I'm saying? Southern Florida rap, R&B singer, dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put you on this music, and you gonna fuck with them hard, bro. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, we gonna check this shit out. We gonna groove.
You know what I'm saying? The real shit that you have is Smith Express, and we out. You already know what it is.